High school basketball is on the air. Stay tuned to WHTC.com and 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown sports station, for tonight's game. High school basketball is presented this season by Maple View Animal Hospital, Shoreline Orthopedics, Crown Motors, Jackie's Place Restaurant, Reliable Sport, and Taylor Rental. High school hoops are also a service of Barber Ford, Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital, Russ's Restaurants, South Shore Laundry, and ZR Graphics. Local high school basketball is also brought to you by the Windmill Restaurant, Frist Office Outfitters, Randy's Carpet Care, Western Brook Outdoor Power, Village Inn Pizza and Sports Grill, and Meyer. Now let's go courtside with Greg Chandler for tonight's high school basketball matchup on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com.
Greetings, everyone, from the Civic Center. Welcome to high school basketball 2013-2014 on WHTC and WHTC.com. Tonight we have a non-conference matchup as the Holland Christian Maroons take on the Chargers of Grand Rapids Covenant Christian High School from out of the River Valley Conference. I'm Greg Chandler. I'll be calling the action for you tonight. The Maroons trying to get back on the right foot. They have dropped two of their last three, including a heartbreaking loss last Saturday at the Civic Center against the Holland High Dutch in a battle for first place in the OK Green. The Maroons battled back from a 15-point second-half deficit, tied the game at 53 with 32 seconds remaining. However, Holland's Demetrius Lake, a freshman, hit a three-point shot with 2 seconds remaining to give the Dutch a 56-53 win. So Holland Christian looking to get some momentum back before they rematch with the Dutch next Friday, this coming Friday at the Dutch Dome, in a game that could very well end up determining this year's OK Green Conference Championship. Covenant Christian comes into the ballgame with a record of 8 wins and 6 losses. They are 4-2 in the River Valley Conference. They have played some pretty tough competition. They had a 4-game losing streak at the beginning of the year, but also have had a 6-game winning streak. So this has been an up-and-down Covenant team over the course of the season. We'll talk more about the Chargers in just a little bit here on the Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital pregame show. First of all, let's take a 2-minute timeout here from the Civic Center. You are listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and streaming online at WHTC.com. Back here at the Civic Center, Greg Chandler with you. Welcome to the Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital pregame show. As we get you set for this ball game between the Maroons and the Chargers of Covenant Christian, Holland Christian has already won the preliminary games tonight. They won the freshman contest 53-39 and the junior varsity contest that concluded just a little bit ago by a score of 61-51. Holland Christian comes into the ball game with a record of 10 wins and 4 losses on the course of the season. They're coached by Jason Muir, his first year as the Maroons head coach. And he has the Maroons playing very, very good basketball, although they have dropped two of their last three contests. Back on February 4th, the Maroons lost to Zeeland West last Tuesday, 63-55. They then turned around on Friday and beat Hamilton 52-31. And then on Saturday, played a very, very exciting contest against their crosstown rival, the Holland Dutch. And as I mentioned at the top of the broadcast, the Maroons battled back from 15 down. They were down 41-26 in the third quarter. They came back and tied it at 53 on a basket by Justin Dykegraff with 32 seconds remaining. But then Holland freshman Demetrius Lake had a clutch three-pointer to win it for the Dutch 56-53. Holland Christian was led on Saturday by Sam Vanderslice and Kyle Steginga. Vanderslice had 16 points, while Steginga had 15, adding up to 31 of the Maroons' 53 points. And Steginga has been the leading scorer for the Maroons pretty much the entire season. He is averaging close to 20 points a ball game. Vanderslice, a 6'7 junior, has been really emerging in the post position this year. He is averaging around 12 points a contest, and he has had some exceptional games in the post position for the Maroons so far on the course of the season. Now, the Maroons tonight, this is a non-conference contest against a school that, in terms of enrollment, much smaller than Holland Christian. Covenant, I believe, is a Class C program. They are out of the River Valley Conference. They have a very good basketball tradition. They've won that not so many years ago. Back in the 90s, they had a state championship team with a couple of guys who went on to star for Hope College, guys named Joel Holstegg and David Muhlenberg. But Covenant in recent years hasn't had as much success, but they come in with a record of 8 wins and 6 losses. They opened the year with 4 consecutive losses, falling to Unity Christian, Allendale, Godwin Heights, and West Michigan Christian. They then ripped off 6 consecutive wins. Among some of their victories were wins over Muskegon Catholic Central, Kelloggsville, Hopkins, and Middleville, as well as a win over Tri-Unity Christian, which is a traditional Class D powerhouse. They then dropped 2 straight. They have won their last 2 ball games, defeating Lansing Christian 76-50, and then Grand River Preparatory 79-32 last Friday. They are led by Jared Minderhout. Minderhout is a junior 5'10" guard, and he's a very good shooter. He averages about 20 points a contest. He had 24 against Grand River Preparatory. And looking at some of his other games this year as well, he has had several other games. He had 21 against Hopkins, and he also, check that, he had 21 against Kelloggsville and 20 against Middleville. Another key guy is Brandon Kaptime. He has also gone over 20 on a couple occasions this year. He had 21 against Hopkins and 20 against Granville Calvin Christian. So Covenant's got some guys who can shoot the basketball, and that's going to be a good test for the Maroons tonight. The Maroons defensively have played very well this season. They are allowing their opponents just 49 points a ball game while scoring 56 a contest. Covenant, meanwhile, averages in the low 60s in terms of their scoring output. So that should be a good matchup to watch tonight, no doubt about that. Looking at some of the other contests going on around high school basketball, pretty much most of the area teams are on the road tonight. Saugatuck is at home tonight against Decatur, a game airing on our sister station, 92.7 The Van, with Gary Stevens on the play-by-play. Holland High is at Muskegon Reese Puffer. Zeeland East is at Byron Center. Zeeland West has a tough test tonight. They are on the road against Grand Rapids South Christian. The Sailors ranked number 4 in the state in Class B by the Michigan Associated Press. Fenville is at Lawton tonight. Calvary is at Zion Christian. And Black River is home tonight against Wellspring Prep. Girls action tonight. Most of the area teams are at home. Holland Christian is on the road at Covenant. Holland High home against Reese Puffer. Zeeland East entertains Byron Center. Zeeland West is home to South Christian. Saugatuck is at home to Decatur. Fenville at Lawton. Calvary is at Zion Christian, and Wellspring is at Black River. Some games last night. Hamilton defeated Granville 49-41 as Elijah Walker fired in 21. Walker was a perfect 14 of 14 from the free throw line. Grant Wolfram added 13 for the Hawkeyes. Saugatuck crushed Goebbels 81-38 as Mike Winowicki had 21 points and Wes Webber added 20. In girls action, Saugatuck lost to Goebbels 62-26, while Calvary defeated West Michigan Lutheran by a score of 38-26. So those were some of the other results in high school basketball action last night. When we come back, we'll have the starting lineups and the opening tip-off of tonight's varsity contest between the Maroons and the Chargers. You are listening to High School Basketball on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and streaming online at WHTC.com. Back here at the Civic Center, time to meet the starting lineups for tonight's game between the Holland Christian Maroons and the Covenant Christian Chargers. First for the Chargers, coached by James Havman, assisted by Tony Calsby. They'll send out a forward, Austin Brower, a 6'1" senior. At a guard will be Brandon Kuiper, a 5'10" junior. And another guard, Cole Blyenberg, a 6'1" senior. At a third guard, the leading scorer for the Chargers, Jared Minderhout, a 5'10" junior. He's averaging about 20 a ball game. At center for the Chargers, Brandon Kaptein. He's a 6'4" senior. And Kaptein is the second leading scorer for Covenant. Starting at it for the Holland Christian Maroons, coached by Jason Mior, assisted by Brian Bajot and Jason Rock. Starting at a forward, Kyle Seginga, a 6'5" senior who averages just under 20 points a ball game. He'll be joined up front by Nathan Walters, a 6'3" senior. At center, Sam Vanderslice, a 6'7" junior, who's averaging about 12 a ball game. In the backcourt, Nick Hill, a 5'11" senior. And finally, Jared Dykstra, a 6'3" senior, running out the lineup for the Maroons of Holland Christian. Maroons in the home whites with maroon numerals. The Chargers in the black uniforms with gold numerals and gold trim. The broadcast of tonight's game is a copyrighted presentation of the Michigan High School Athletic Association and Holland Stations of Midwest Communications. No reproduction, retransmission, or other distribution of the descriptions or accounts of this game may take place without the express written consent of the MHSA and the Holland Stations of Midwest Communications. The opening tip presented by South Shore Laundry, a full-service laundromat offering drop-off laundry service. Chargers control the opening tip. They will work left to right across your radio dial. With it on the outside is Cap Time. He's the captain of this team. Back outside now is Kuiper. Now Manderhout. Manderhout from way outside, no good. Rebound knocked out of bounds. It'll be Holland Christian basketball. Nick Hill will bring it up for the Maroons. Pats his head as he comes up court as he gets the play from head coach Jason Meor. Walters has it. Check that, that's Dykstra. They want to run the alley-oop to Steginga. And Stegen got hell as he went to the basket. Actually, they're going to say the ball went out of bounds. No foul. That was Cap Time that impeded Stegen's path to the basket as they were trying to run the alley-oop. Covenant with the basketball. With it on the outside is Austin Brower. Now at the top of the circle is Kuiper. He tries to penetrate back outside to Brower. Brower dishes off. Right corner. Here's a three on the way by Captain. No good. Steginga skies for the rebound. Steginga, long pass ahead to Hill in the front court. Nick drives to the basket, cut off at the baseline. And Hill air mails it over. Walters head out of bounds. Turnover, Holland Christian. So two possessions, two turnovers for the Maroons in the early going. We play just under a minute. No score. Bringing it up is Kuiper, a 5'10 junior. Kuiper over to Brower. This is primarily a perimeter team. Even the big guy, Kuiper, plays on the outside. Here's a shot blocked by Vanderslice, but the rebound comes back out to Covenant. Lionberg tries to penetrate. He's cut off. Back outside to Captine. Captine over to Minderhout. Minderhout on the dribble against Nathan Walters. Walters usually takes the opposing team's best offensive player. Back outside is Brower. On the dribble is Minderhout. Minderhout can't get the shot away. He comes out between the circles. Walters slaps his hands. Maroons in a man-for-man defense. With it is Captine. Captine over to Blyenberg. Blyenberg left fouling center. Penetrates. Kicks it back outside to Kuiper. Now to Minderhout. Top of the circle now is Blyenberg. Covenant can't get a shot away. Good defense by Holland Christian early on. We play 2 minutes. No score so far. Kuiper. Outside to Captine. Now with it is Austin Brower. Back outside to Kuiper. Kuiper, deep three, no. Hill gets the long rebound for the Maroons. Holland Christian, three on three. Hill down the lane to the basket. He's cut off on the baseline. Back outside is Nathan Walters. Walters penetrates. We get a whistle inside. And that will go on Jared Minderhout. First foul of the ball game. Inbounding it is Holland Christian, baseline left, inbounds to Dykstra. Jared, bounce pass underneath to Vanderslice. Vanderslice, low block left. Vanderslice turns up off the glass. No good, tip no good. Staying it with the offensive board, and he chases it down in the corner as he's bumped. Hill with it. Nick tries to penetrate, puts the shot in and out, no good, but he drew the foul. Fouls on Brandon Kuiper. Nick Hill will shoot two for the Maroons. Hill, a 5'11" senior. He's the point guard for this team. Nick's first free throw, swish. We play 2 minutes and 32 seconds. That's our first point of the contest. Hill bounces the ball a couple of times. Ames fires, got it. 2-0, Holland Christian. Minderhout brings it up for the Covenant Christian Chargers from out of the Grand Rapids area. Actually, it's technically in Walker, but they go by Grand Rapids Covenant Christian. Brower, here's penetrating, driving to the basket. It's Blyenberg, and he puts it up and in. So we're tied at a deuce. 5-10 to play, first quarter. Hill with it in the front court for the Maroons. Bounce pass over to Vanderslice. Sam right in the lane, backs his man down, puts the shot up. He's got it, and a foul. Austin Brower at 6'1 is no match for Vanderslice at 6'7, and Sam simply overpowered him. Already three team fouls. Derek DeVries, a 6'2 sophomore, and my presumption is he's going to get the assignment against Vanderslice. Sam for a three-point play opportunity. In and out, no good. The rebound comes to Kaptein. 4-2, Holland Christian. With it in the front court is Austin Brower. Brower penetrates, kicks it outside to Kaptein for three. He got it. Brandon Kaptein with a triple from the top. 5-4, Covenant Christian. 4:45 to go, first quarter. Hill comes to work for the Maroons. Snick with it. Seginga, top of the circle. And Seginga for three from the top. No good. And the rebound to DeVries. Here come the Chargers. DeVries into the front court. We'll leave it for Brandon Kuiper. Kuiper outside to Minderhout. Minderhout over to Kaptein. He hit a three a moment ago. Kaptein. Here's a three from deep from Austin Brower. No good. Rebound Dykstra. Here's Seginga. Seginga. Kyle with a pull-up jumper from 15. No good. The rebound to DeVries. Here back comes Covenant. Kuiper with it. Over to Minderhout. Minderhout left foul line extended. Back outside to DeVries. Now to Minderhout. Minderhout dribbles. Kicks it over right side to Brower. Back to DeVries on the left. Here's a pass intercepted by Seginga. Here comes Seginga one-on-one. Seginga to the basket. And a one-handed throwdown! Seginga elevated and slammed it home. 6-5, Holland Christian. Minderhout top of the circle for Covenant. Over to Brower. Brower slashed toward the basket. In the corner. Here's a three on the way by Kuiper. It's an air ball. Seginga with the rebound. Seginga's got a long, got Dykstra ahead of him. Long pass ahead to Jared, and Jared's got a layup. Good court sense that time by Kyle Seginga. And Jared Dykstra with an easy basket. 8-5, Holland Christian. 3:16 to go, first quarter. With it now is Kaptein. Over to Brower. Now Derek DeVries with it. DeVries on the dribble. Kicks it over to Minderhout, right side. Walters is all over him. Minderhout comes out between the circles. Minderhout over to Brower. Brower shot fake to Kaptein. Kaptein drives on Steginga, and we get a bump, and Steginga is going to get called for a foul. Subs check in. Max Weirda, Justin Dykraft check in for the Maroons. And for Covenant Christian, it's Eric Dykstra and Matt Muhlenberg. Brandon Kaptein at the stage end. He airmails the pass into the backcourt, and Minderhout will chase it down. Max Weirda will pick up Minderhout as he comes across half court. Minderhout over to Muhlenberg. Now over to Kaptein, right side. Kaptein gets a screen. Top of the circle, Minderhout. Now to Muhlenberg. Muhlenberg left foul line extended. Muhlenberg tries to penetrate. Has the ball knocked away. It's loose, and Dykraft had a steal. I think we're going to get a reach in on Covenant. Oh, they call it a kick ball on Covenant. So Holland Christian is going to get the basketball. Weirda into the front court for the Maroons. Gives it up to Walters. Now to Dykraft. And we get a whistle away from the basketball. And this is going to be on number three. That's Derek Dykstra. His first. 14 fouls on Covenant. Maroons to inbound. Baseline left. And Walters sends a deep pass into the backcourt. And Steginga will retrieve it. And he'll hand it to Max Weirda. Weirda directs traffic as he comes into the front court. Steginga, top of the circle. Over to Vanderslice, right of the lane. Vanderslice over to Weirda, right corner. Max dumps it down low to Vanderslice. Vanderslice, low block right, double team. Muscles up a shot, no good. And we're going to get a foul. Covenant wants a hell ball situation. Vanderslice split two Covenant defenders. Kaptein got the personal, his first. So Vanderslice will shoot two for the Maroons, and James Hadman is holding his arms straight up in the air saying, hey, my guys had their hands straight up. That should not have been a foul. Vanderslice makes the first. 2:04 to go, first quarter. Vanderslice with one more. Fires, missed it. Steginga with the offensive board. Steginga back up strong, missed it. Tip up, no good. Steginga with a tip, it's good. Sega got tipped in and off the window. Maroons are owning the board so far. They're on a 7-point run. They lead at 11-5. Sega with a near steal. Minderhout penetrates. Kicks it over right side. 10-foot jumper from Derek Dykstra. No good. Rebound batted around. It's loose. And Kyle Sega is going to get whistled for his second foul as he battled with Derek Dykstra for the loose basketball. Matt Moss, a 6'6 junior, will go in for Seginga. And Vanderslice checks out as Jarek Dykstra returns. So we got a Dykstra on either side right now. Covenant to inbounds at the stage end. Inbounds comes to Derek DeVries way outside on the right. Now Minderhout with it. Over to Kaptein. Kaptein tries to penetrate. Over to Minderhout. Minderhout fakes, drives the lane, and he gets tripped by Weir. And Max quickly pulls him to his feet. Weir is going to get whistled for the personal. Check that the foul is on Dykgraff. Dykgraff's first foul. Three team fouls on the Maroons. Long inbounds comes to Derek DeVries. Minderhout has it between the circles. Over to Kaptein, right side. Dykgraff closes out on him. Kaptein on the dribble. Outside now to Derek Dykstra. Now to Minderhout. Minderhout cross court to Kaptein for a deep three. No good. Rebound no good. Derek Dykstra did a great job of crashing the glass, and he drew the foul going up. Max Weird on the personal, his first. 14 fouls on the Maroons. Couple of free throws for Derek Dykstra, the 6'2 junior. He makes the first. This is a relatively young Covenant team. They have four seniors, seven juniors, and one sophomore, the sophomore being Derek DeVries. One more for Derek Dykstra. Fires, he got it. 11-7, Holland Christian, 1:13 to go in the first quarter, driving on the baseline with a shot along the baseline. Jarek Dykstra puts it up and in. He put it in with his left hand along the right side. 13-7, Holland Christian, a minute to play in the quarter. Minderhout, left side, Weirda picks him up. Cross courts it over to Kaptein. Kaptein for three, no good off the back. Rebound battle for, rebound Muhlenberg. Bounce pass. And the pass goes off. Kaptein out of bounds. It'll be Holland Christian basketball. So the Maroons get it back with 49 seconds to play in the quarter, up by six. Max Weirda walks it slowly into the front court. Weirda gives it up to Moss. Over to Dykstra. That's Jarek Dykstra. Bounce pass down low to Justin Dykgraff. Dykgraff right-handed hook from 8 feet. No good. Kaptein clears it for Covenant. 30 seconds to go in the quarter. Derek DeVries has in the front court, leaves it for Kaptein. Kaptein thought about a three, doesn't shoot. And Matt Moss reached in and committed the foul. That's Moss's first. Five team fouls on Holland Christian. 24 seconds to go in the quarter. Minderhout gets the inbounds in the backcourt. Minderhout will work his way into the front court as Weirda comes to meet him. Over to Derek DeVries. Covenant wants one shot. They do a little weave on the outside. Kaptein has it now down to 8 seconds. Kaptein out near half court. Kaptein makes his move. Dishes it out left side. Here's Dykstra for a three. It's good! Derek DeVries with a three. And that's going to do it for the first quarter here at the Civic Center. Covenant hanging around. It is Holland Christian 13, Covenant Christian 10. Back after the 60-second break, you're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHCC, Holland's hometown station, and streaming online at WHCC.com. First half of basketball to start the second quarter, working right to left across your radio out there, up by three. Moss has it for the Maroons. He drives left side toward the basket, up off the window from 8 feet. No good. Dykgraff with the offensive board, puts it up and in. That's Justin's first basket of the ball game. 50-10, Holland Christian. With it is Brower driving toward the basket, and we get a whistle, and Justin Dykgraff's going to get whistled for a foul, I believe. That's Justin's second. Sam Vanderslice back in for the Maroons for Dykgraff. Covenant with the basketball. Minderhout with the basketball. He has not scored yet. Here's Kaptein right side for a three. No good off the back. Moss chases down the rebound for the Maroons. Ahead to Weirda. Here come the Maroons on the run. Huerta pushes it into the front court. Over to Vanderslice, right of the lane. Sam looks it back down his man. Turns. Goes up and under. Puts it up and in. Oh, he overpowered his man on the right side. Covenant does not have anybody to match up with Sam underneath. 17-10. Maroons by 7. Cap time penetrates. Dives down the lane. Contact. And we get a foul. That's going to be on Matt Moss, his second. And that puts the Maroons over the limit with their 7th team foul. Nathan Walters returns for Moss for the Maroons. Brandon Kaptein, the 6'4 senior at the foul line. He's the tallest of the Covenant players. Nick Loing is also 6'4. We've not seen him yet. Kaptein's first free throw is good. Kaptein with 4 points so far. Second free throw, swish. 17-12, Holland Christian, 7:13 to go, first half. Max Huerta comes to work for the Maroons. Huerta to the free throw line, over to Jared Dykstra. Jared puts it on the floor toward the baseline. He's cut off, back outside Huerta. Max puts it on the floor now. Huerta works his way to the right, now gives it up to Nathan Walters. Walters back outside to Huerta. Huerta on the right side, drives to the baseline. And Huerta is going to be called for traveling shortly before he dished off to Jared Dykstra, who was open on the wing for a three. Matt Moss is going to come back in for the Maroons, but he's going to have to wait till the next whistle. Minderhall brings it up for the Chargers. Gives it up to Brower. Brower about 30 feet from the basket. In the corner now to Derek Dykstra. Got Dykstra against Dykstra right now. Minderhall tries to penetrate. Now Kaptein. Kaptein slashes down the lane. Outside, here's a three on the way, and it's good by Colt Lionberg. That's the third triple for Covenant so far. And here's a steal by Minderhout. Covenant can tie it here with a hoop. Minderhout in the front court. Over to Kaptein. Kaptein, Minderhout comes to set a screen for him. Kaptein between the circles. Over to Brower. Brower back outside. Kaptein, he'll try a three. No good. Rebound Vanderslice for Holland Christian. Here comes Nick Hill with it for the Maroons. Nick stops left of the lane. Now tries to penetrate toward the basket. Puts it up. No good. Rebound Hill. Hill back outside Vanderslice. Vanderslice back to Hill. Nick will try a three. No good off the back. And the rebound to Blyenberg for Covenant. Ahead to Kaptein. Now over to Brower. Brower slashes along the baseline. Back outside Kaptein. He can't pull the trigger on the three. Now Minderhout with it. Minderhout to Brower. Brower down the lane to the basket. Up off the window. It's too strong. The rebound Jared Dykstra for Holland Christian. Here comes Hill with it for the Maroons into the front court. Hill stops at the top of the circle. Over to Dykstra, and Dykstra is going to be fouled. Dykstra was fouled as he went up for the shot. That's going to be on Cole Blyenberg. 16 fouls on Covenant. Jared will shoot two at the line for the Maroons. First free throw good for Dykstra. Moss in for Huerta for the Maroons. Brandon Kuiper back in, along with Derek DeVries for Covenant Christian. Jared Dykstra with one more free throw coming to him. He fires, and it's good. That's six for Jared. Holland Christian 19, Covenant Christian 15, 5:18 to go, first half. Blyenberg has it right foul line, so he gives it up to Brower. Brower dishes in the corner to Minderhout for three. It's good, and that's Minderhout's first basket of the ball game. He came in under averaging about 20, and that's his first basket of the ball game. And Covenant pulls within one, 19-18. Hill with it between the rings for Holland Christian. Vanderslice trying to set a screen for Nick. Hill tries to drive down the lane. A little shot block. DeVries got the block. Here comes Covenant with a chance to take the lead. Hill nearly took it away, and getting it back is Kuiper. In the front court is Blyenberg. Blyenberg kicks it back outside to Kuiper. They reverse it around. Now DeVries. Outside to Kuiper. To Brower. Right side. Shot flake by Blyenberg. And Blyenberg is fouled as he drives to the basket. That is going to be on Moss. That's number three on Matt. And we're going to get some free throws. Cole Blyenberg with an opportunity to give the Chargers the lead with 4:33 to go in the half. Holland Christian has led by as many as seven. Flying Birch, first free throw. Gets the front, the back, and the bottom. Kyle Stegengub returns for Holland Christian. For Vanderslice. Check that, Moss is going to check out. We're tied at 19. Blymer trying to shoot his team into the lead. Fires, and it's good. Blymberg with seven. Covenant leads it 20-19 with 4:31 to play in the first half. Nathan Walters with it for the Maroons in the front court. Walters tries to penetrate. Cut off left of the lane. Outside to Hill. Nick on the dribble right side. Hill outside to Dykstra. Jared goes down the lane to the hole. We got contact and a whistle. This is probably going to go on Derek DeVries. That'll put Covenant over the limit. It is on DeVries. Josh Moss, the other Moss brother, is in the ball game. Josh, a 6'4 senior. Jared Dykstra at the line, shooting a 1-1. Dykstra with 6, Vanderslice with 5 so far for the Maroons. Jared fires, swish. Jared, the younger brother of Tyler Dykstra, the Calvin College standout, and of course a terrific player for Holland Christian when he was here. Second free throw for Jared is good. Holland Christian regains the lead, 21-20, with 4:15 remaining in the first half. Bringing it up is Brandon Kuiper for the Chargers. Gets a screen from Austin Brower. Kuiper, here's a steal by Jared Dykstra. Dykstra's got a breakaway and a left-handed layup. Beautifully timed by Jared, and he got the steal in the easy two. 23-20, Holland Christian. Kuiper with it in the front court, tries to drive on Hill, kicks it over in the corner to Kaptein. Outside the Brower, they swing it around the perimeter. With it on left side is DeVries. Now with it is Blyenberg. Kaptein with it, top of the circle. Over to DeVries. DeVries goes to the baseline, puts the shot off the window. He put it in, but they're not going to give him the basket. They said the foul occurred on the floor. Covenant felt that should be a basket. Foul on Jared Dykstra. So DeVries will have a 1-1. They did not give him the basket. 19 fouls on Holland Christian. DeVries with a 1-1. The front end on the way. Gets the front, the back, and the bottom. Nice shooting touch by Derek. Just a sophomore. DeVries with his second as the Maroon platoon tried to distract him. And that's another Manette for DeVries on the second one. 23-22, Holland Christian. All threes on the clock, Rod Weatherby, in the first half. Nick Hill in the front court for Holland Christian. They spread the floor. There's nobody down the lane at all right now. Hill over to Walters. Walters right foul line extended. Walters down low to Stegner. Stegner right of the lane to the basket. Puts it up and in and Kaptein fouled him. Kyle Stegner overpowered Kaptein that time and he'll have a 3-point play opportunity. That's Kaptein's second. And Brendan Brower, I believe that's Austin's brother. They certainly look alike. Stegner with a 3-point play opportunity. The 6'6" senior had 17 touchdowns receiving for the Maroon football team last fall. Stegner rises up, fires, misses the free throw off the front, and the rebound to Austin Brower for Covenant. 25-22, Holland Christian, 3:10 to play first half. With it in the corner is Blyenberg. He is double-teamed, in trouble, and is taken away by Jared Dykstra. He's got Stegenga. There we go. Stegenga spinning to the basket, and he's got a layup. Stegenga put Cole Blyenberg in the spin cycle that time. 27-22 Maroons. Under 3 minutes to play in the half. With it on the left side. 4-3 is DeVries. No good. Stegenga has the rebound. We got bodies flying everywhere as both Dykstras went down. Here's Hill, shot blocked by DeVries, and we got the rebound by Austin Brower, and he's fouled. I believe that's going to be on Hill. It is. That's Nick's second. 10 team fouls on Holland Christian, so we'll take the long walk to the stage end. And Austin Brower will shoot two for Covenant Christian on the double bonus. Brower, the 6'1 senior, two free throws. Brower's free throw, missed it off the back. He'll have one more. 2:38 to go, first half, 27-22, Holland Christian. Austin Brower eyes the rim for the second, and he got that one. That's his first point. 27-23 Maroons. Nick Hill will come to work for Holland Christian. Hill into the front court to Steginga. Kyle with it between the rings, puts it on the floor, drives left side to the basket, and he throws it down with a two-handed dunk. Steginga just exploded to the basket that time, and we get a turnover in the backcourt, a bad pass, and Linderhout not able to save it, and we're going to get a timeout taken by Covenant Christian. It's going to be a 30, and this timeout is presented by Jackie's Place Restaurant. Choose from a variety of combinations, just $7.99, starting at 4 p.m. Holland Christian 29, Covenant Christian 23. Back after this, you're listening to High School Basketball on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and streaming online at WHTC.com. Holland Christian with the basketball. Here's Jared Dyster for a three. It's no good, but chasing it down in the corner for the rebound is Josh Moss. Segia airmails it over to Hill. They swing it over to Walters' right side. Nathan on the dribble. Now there's a 12-footer on the way by Moss. No good. Rebound battle for in. Good job by Josh Moss to hustle after missing the shot, but not able to save it. So Covenant gets it back. Brandon Kaptein returns along with Derek Dykstra for the Chargers. 2 minutes, 2 seconds to play in the half. Maroons have led by as many as seven. They lead by six right now. Vinderhau goes one-on-one against Hill. Now Vinderhau double just past half court. Falls down, loses the basketball. Steginga, Maroons four-on-one. Steginga to Hill. Alley up to Steginga, and Steginga with a one-handed dunk. Hill just threw it up there. Steginga caught it and threw it down with his right hand. Kyle with a dozen. Maroons with their biggest lead, 31-23. The pressure is taking its toll on Covenant. Kaptein top of the circle. Over to Vinderhau. Vinderhau back outside to Austin Brower. Now to Minderhout. Minderhout being guarded closely by Jared Dykstra. He's not been able to get many good looks tonight. Kaptein between the circles. Bounce pass left of the lane is DeVries. DeVries now to Minderhout as he's got Hill chasing him now. Now Kaptein between the circles. Over to DeVries. Back to Kaptein. Kaptein with a three from way out. No good. Long rebound Steginga. Here come the Maroons. Steginga kicks it out and the ball tipped away. Stolen by Covenant. Steginga was trying to hit the trailer, and one of the Covenant guys, that was Derek Dykstra, got a hand on it and caused the turnover. Here's a three by Austin Brower, left side, and he got it. That's the fourth three of the night for the Chargers, and they cut the Highland Christian lead to five. Here's Derek Dykstra driving the basket, puts it up, and we get a whistle, and we get a blocking foul called, much to the chagrin of the Covenant fans. And quite honestly, I think they had a good argument. It looked like Austin Brower was set, but they called it a block. I think they ruled that Brower turned his body into Jared Dykstra. So Jared will shoot two at the line. First free throw for Dykstra is good. That's 11 for Jared. Max Weirda comes in for Kyle Steginga for the Maroons, and Nick Loyinga, a 6'2 junior in for the first time for the Chargers. And following Austin Brower, his second. Dykstra with a second upcoming. Fires. Got it. So he has a dozen. Steginga has a dozen. They have 24. The Maroons, 33. Pressure put on in the backcourt. Double team in the backcourt is Kaptein. And Kaptein's pass gets away from DeVries. If DeVries had been able to see it and make the catch, they had a three-on-nobody break. But the pass got away from him and went out of bounds. And the Maroons get it back. Vanderslice will come in for Josh Moss for the Maroons. 32 seconds left, and Justin Dykraft not able to get to the scorer's table in time. Weirda into the front court, and Jason Muir will take a 30, with 26 seconds left. Let's take a 30 as well. 33-26, Howland Christian. You're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. Seconds remaining first half. Maroons with the basketball in the front court, leading by seven, and will likely play for one shot. They wanted to get Justin Dykegraff in, and that's why Jason Muir took the 30. Inbounds comes to Max Weirda. Weirda in the front court. Weirda leaves it for Nathan Walters, left side, down to 20. Covenant in a 2-3 zone right now. First time we've seen that look. Max Weirda pounds his chest, down to 10 seconds, in the corner to Walters, down low Vanderslice, Vanderslice right in the lane, outside to Walters, Nathan goes on the baseline, underneath the Vanderslice, Sam missed it underneath, rebound battle for Captain has it, and he's not going to get a shot off in time. End of the first half here at the Civic Center, it is Howland Christian 33, and Grand Rapids Covenant Christian 26. Let's take a 2-minute timeout, and we'll be back with the Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital halftime report. You're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and streaming online at WHTC.com.